You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 54 degrees, mostly cloudy. KSL's top story. After a morning that featured standing water in the roads and crashes caused by hydroplaning, we have a lot more rain on the way. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is out in the storm with the latest. Amy?
Jeff, dark, heavy clouds have descended. It's very wet. A few minutes ago, it was pouring. Now much calmer here in Davis County. And it may not feel like spring, but KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says this storm is right on time.
With storm totals going really from a half inch of rain in a few areas all the way up to an inch and a half. So that's a big storm for April. To get that all at once, that's a significant storm. So it's definitely needed. It's been a really dry month so far.
Kevin says the storm will continue tonight into tomorrow. And even though it's soaking the valleys, mountains are actually getting a fresh coat of powder. And Kevin says that snow could be super wet, heavy, could cause some snow slides in the canyons. Looking forward, though, to next week, it'll warm back up into the upper 70s. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Well, it's graduation day at Weber State. Dwight from the office is the commencement speaker. And after he's done talking, the future's looking bright for at least one graduate. Kinley Nielsen says now that she's getting her marketing degree, her internship has turned into something bigger.
After finishing that intern, they offered me a full-time position, so I'll be starting that full-time position on Monday.
Good for her, and we wish all of her classmates the best. And we wish them the best getting home from the graduation at Weber State. KSL News Radio's Adam Small points out Highway 89 is closed this weekend.
UDOT has shut down southbound Highway 89 at South Weber Drive so the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District can install a new pipeline under the road. UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw says they tried to shift the project to another time to avoid conflicts with the commencement ceremony, but the district's contractors couldn't get what they needed earlier than now.
We know that the closure is going to be annoying and it's going to be a nuisance to the traveling public, but we need to do it.
You'll have to take I-15 until the closure gets lifted, right before the Monday morning commute. That's when it reopens. A 27-year-old Springville man is dead after inexplicably and repeatedly ramming another car on Highway 6 overnight. Spanish Fork police saw what was happening and gave chase, but the suspect took off and rammed into a tree in front of a house. The suspect there declared dead at the scene. Campus protests continue to grow despite the crackdowns. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Duke University graduate students are on the UNC Chapel Hill campus to join other pro-Palestinian protesters who are against the Israel-Hamas war.
The focus of these encampments, of these protests, of everything we're doing, is on Gaza and is on the genocide happening in Palestine.
She says she stands for the people in Palestine as a Jewish person. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake has rocked Taiwan. There's no word of damage, but the quake shook buildings in the capital, Taipei. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announcing the largest ever security assistance package for Ukraine.
This is the largest security assistance package that we've committed to date.
The aid includes additional Patriot missiles. And a Delta Airlines Boeing 767 headed from New York to Los Angeles had to return to JFK Airport after a slide fell off the plane in midair. The audio from liveatc.net marks the moment the pilots radioed in that the latch over the right wing was open.
The door, one of the latches, is showing an open indication.
Delta says it fully supports retrieving the slide to help investigate how it came off. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
You've heard of Ozempic, the drug marketed for weight loss. Well, recent studies show that the health benefits may go beyond weight loss. Dr. Juliana Simonetti with the University of Utah says Ozempic is increasingly being used to help heart health.
But I also think she has this additional effect in overall decreasing inflammation to, decreasing risk of about 20% on the risk of heart attack, stroke, and major cardiovascular issues.
Simonetti says this information could lead to more widespread insurance coverage for Ozempic. Rain or shine, the Japanese street festival goes on as planned tomorrow. Nihon Matsuri is at First South between the Salt Palace and the Delta Center, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Organizer Stephanie Suioka from the Buddhist Temple says One of the highlights is the Ogden Taiko Drum Group.
We have had this hidden treasure, not really realizing their significance. And they have original members who are actually Topaz descendants.
Performers, other performers include singers, actors, comedians, along with sushi vendors, boba drinks, and bento boxes. The Japanese Street Festival tomorrow in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 3:35. Time for First Look Traffic. Sitting in for Ricky Meese, Michelle Rowe is here. Is it an early Friday rush?
Oh, it is. It is. Between the weather and people trying to get to the on with their weekend, we are seeing some big delays. We're going to look at Utah County right now. With southbound I-15, you're seeing slowdowns from 2100 North in Lehigh all the way down to East Bay. Michelle Rowan, the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Michelle. KSL News Time 3:36. My minute is on the way next. Howdy.